Good morning, thanks for watching. Well, we're on the cusp of completing yet another eventful week in the early part of a new year. To that end, we'll see a fairly soft start for the Australian share market this morning. The futures contract, the SPY, ended around its worst levels of the session with a loss of around 5 points. But to create some context around that, the volumes and the conviction were low. What we saw in the US session was a fairly contained affair. In the early part of trade, we saw record highs navigated for the indices. The prices pulled back from those levels in a trend that wasn't particularly aggressive or wasn't lent into on the part of investors. Things were contained by arguably the most important event of the week yet coming to pass. It will happen in the early stages of trade for the Asian session at around 11:30 Sydney time. This is when Joe Biden is expected to unveil the spending plan for the Biden administration. This has been widely anticipated. Its scale and its direction has been widely discussed. So it is going to be an inflection point as far as the markets are concerned. It's expected to be in the order of around $2 trillion. And that's an immediate contrast to the sort of measures that we were seeing coming out of Congress in the back end of last year. Indeed, the absence of initiatives from Congress last year was really the matter. And this stimulus is really one of the important elements sustaining not only the US market, but also sustaining confidence elsewhere as well. So it'll be very important to look at. Another important outcome over the course of the overnight session was a speech that was made by Jerome Powell. The reason it was important is that in recent sessions and indeed in recent weeks, a conversation has emerged around how the US Federal Reserve might approach an improving economy in relation to its asset purchases or its bond buying program. There were suggestions that in the near term, we might see the Fed pull back from its bond buying program. And that was a factor pushing rates higher. And it was also a factor that was creating headwinds for stocks from time to time. So significantly overnight, the US Federal Reserve chairman went to some lengths, I suppose, not to be specific about it, saying that really, to summarize it, that the Fed hasn't considered pulling back from any of its measures along these lines. That's significant. It's going to be a challenge for the Fed to navigate this conversation over the longer term. They're going to have to keep reiterating this sort of thing to just keep markets on side. So that was another important box that was ticked. In broad terms, we didn't do much in terms of moving one way or the other where yields were concerned. They're pulling back from the highs that we had seen in recent days. Again, what we see today out of Joe Biden with the spending plans is going to be significant in terms of interest rates as well. So it's shaping up to be a fascinating session, which is the gift of the markets. Elsewhere, oil prices were a bit firmer overnight as well. So just keep an eye out for local energy stocks. The Aussie dollar is just pushing higher a little bit on the back of some greenback weakness. So we're back to around 77.8 US cents.